こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントをしていきます。英語のスピードが速いと思う方はポッドキャストの機能で調整できますので試してみてください。次回なんだけど、木曜日、次回特別編をやります。詳細は最後に発表します。
Yeah, we're doing a special episode next time, so
Yay.
We'll reveal the specific details at the end.
Yes. 1個目のニュースいきます。米海軍が2014年から2019年のトレーニングと模擬実験によって、海洋動物に及ぼす影響を発表しました。でそのレポートなんだけど、その中に、東海岸で186頭のイルカとクジラが死んで、ハワイと南カリフォルニアでは155頭のイルカとクジラが死んでしまうという、予測が立っていて、さらに重傷を負う、イルカとクジラは11,267頭、あとその方向感覚を失ったりとか障害を持ってしまう、イルカとクジラが2000万頭にまで上るということで、こういう結果は出てるんだけど、でもそのトレーニングはやる予定は何も変わらないということです。で、カリフォルニア沿岸委員会が、これは良くないから、そのソナー訓練の回数を減らしたらどうかっていうのを海軍に提案したんだけど、今のところ海軍は減らすつもりはないというふうに言っています。で、このソナー訓練だったり、爆弾とか、あと船にこう接触して怪我を負ったりっていうことなんだけど、その方向感覚がなくなって迷子になって座礁してしまったり、体にもう傷がついたり、あとは脳出血、あと内臓に気泡ができたりしてしまうということです。
The US Navy has released a report on how Navy training and testing could affect wild marine mammals from 2014 to 2019, and they predict that it will directly kill 186 dolphins and whales on the east coast of the US, and 155 dolphins and whales in Hawaii and Southern California. 11,267 dolphins and whales will be severely injured, and the natural behavior of 20 million dolphins and whales will be disrupted, and that includes things like disorientation migration patterns. The California Coastal Commission has requested that the U.S. Navy reduce the planned sonar training, but the U.S. Navy has declined. The sonar testing and the training can cause bleeding of the brain, air bubbles in the blood, and as well as blunt physical trauma and a lost sense of direction, which can cause them to swim up onto the beach and die.
そう、このソナーで音が大きすぎて脳から出血するんだよ。だからうるさい音を聞かされすぎて脳から出血するほどの音ってこと。ひどいよね。
If I'm swimming in the water when they do this, am I in danger?
じゃない?
I am, right?
Yeah.
Seems like it.
じゃない?
But it's weird how the report specifically describes the damage to dolphins and whales.
でもクジラとイルカの方が人間よりさ耳がいいじゃん。Sonar だから人間はそこまで聞こえないのかもね。
But the other effects, like the air bubbles in the blood and the brain bleeding, shouldn't have anything to do with their ability to use sonar for navigation, right?
Well, physical trauma もソナーの結果だって書いてあった。It's so loud that you get hurt. だからどれぐらいの音量なのか分かんないけど、その彼らにとって、相当のさ被害だよね。しかもこの何その方向感覚が狂ったりっていうのが2000万頭っていうことで、直接的な直接的にすぐ死ぬわけじゃないんだけど、この2000万頭だって結局その方向感覚を失った結果死んじゃったりっていうこともあるわけだから、トータルで考えるとものすごい量を殺しちゃってることになるんだけど、
20 million? Is that right?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
How many are even around?
I have no idea.
Are there 20 million whales? I don't think that there's that
well,
many.
Well, dolphins の方が持っているんじゃない?
Yeah, they're including dolphins too, but...
なんかちょっと調べたんだけど、その日本もさ、この捕鯨とか、 捕鯨の文化で散々海外から言われてるじゃん、
うん、
あのクジラとイルカ殺すなんてひどいみたいな、
like、タイ人
そうで日本でちょっとね2009年のデータしかなかったんだけどイルカがまあ年間に1万1020頭、
うん、
これは食用とまあ生態あの水族館とかに送るようなやつね、
yeah.
っていうことなんだけどまあだから2000万頭とは比べ物にならないけどね、
うん、
It's pretty crazy だからこの捕鯨 I don't know
These numbers are really specific too、
うん、
The 186、ねOn the East Coast and 155 in Hawaii, South Cal-
yeah.
Southern California.
まあ大体さ、ほらどういう群れがいてとかって調査してる人がいるから分かってるわけじゃん。
Mm.
で、一個の群れに何頭とかも分かってるから、多分それで計算したんだと思うけど、この数を出しといて、これぐらい死ぬけどやりますっていうのがすごいよね。
Yeah, and there was a request by the California Coastal Commission that they reduce.The amount of sonar training and they just straight up said nah.
そう。なんか別にあの大丈夫みたいな感じ。大丈夫じゃないよ。
20 million dolphins and whales being their natural behavior being disrupted seems like it might actually be a serious concern, especially when so many of these whales are legitimately endangered. There's not that many.
そうそう。しかもね、なんか他の海洋学者の人たちはこれでも結構少なめに見積もってんじゃないかって言ってんの。なんかそのソナーぐらい大きい音じゃなくても、もうちょっとちっちゃいなんか騒音をずっと聞いてるだけでも、あの餌を食べるのとかにちょっと支障が出たりするんだって、そのパターンにが変わっちゃうんだって。Yeah. だから。
So the range that these have for affecting these animals is pretty huge.
そうそうそうそう。そう。だって東海岸だから両コーストじゃん。両岸アメリカの。だから範囲的にはすごいよね。
Yeah. It's weird because if dolphins and whales were the enemy,、
うん、
this would be like the greatest weapon ever.
そうね。そう本当そんな感じ。
Right?
そう。だからその今まであの大量にイルカとクジラが座礁して岸で死んでるのとかをや日本とかだと特にさなんかあ地震があるんじゃないかとか、
うん、
あのそういう前兆じゃないかって言われてたんだけどそういうことじゃなかったっていう
How does this affect the, that,、the issue regarding、dolphin and whale hunting in Japan and
まあそのずっと海外から、うん、ずっと海外からさその捕鯨やめろみたいな言われてる当事者の人たちで日本にいる人はこれ見てなんだよって思うだろうねそりゃ、
mm.
なんでうちだけ言われてんのみたいな
Do you think that people、critical of Taiji and the research whaling are also going to be very critical of these government experiments as well?
I don't know, but
Seems like they'd have to, right?
まあなんか何本音と建前とかいろいろあるから難しいイシューだけど、うん、でもこの海軍のケースと日本の捕鯨は目的がそもそも全然違うわけじゃん。その例えばタイジのイルカのはさ食用と、まあ、あと水族館の生態
You mean military strategy versus food?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which one is more... Well, and the research whaling, which I think is kind of hard to justify. But that's food too, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what the accusation、
Ultimately,
is, that、
yeah.
it's food.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. いや、だからマミからしてみたらこの海軍のやつの方がまあ、こう比べるのもおかしいけど何もう死んだら死にっぱなしなわけじゃん。
Making whales and dolphins' brains explode doesn't sound much better than hunting them for food, does it?
No, not at all. だから殺して食べるんだったらまだしも、なんかその実験の結果として死ん、こんなすごい量が死んじゃったり、こう障害を持ってしまう。で、それを別に何、海で死んでるだけじゃん。They don't even have to see them.Dying or dead, right?、Mm.
Well, they don't even for this military thing. They don't even know how many are actually going to be killed by the disorientating effects. Mm. They only know how many are going to be killed in the areas where they're directly going to be doing these sonar experiments.
だからその商業用がダメって言ってるわけじゃん。その日本がいつも怒られる理由は商業用としてイルカとクジラを売ってるからいけないって言ってるじゃん。でもさ、食用にするのがダメで、この軍の何実験の結果としてこんなに死ぬのはいいっていうのはおかしくない？
Well, I don't think anyone's saying that it's いい。
でも結果的にいいっていうことにしてるからこの実験を続けるわけじゃん。2019年まで。
まあね。
うん。だ結果的にいいとしてるわけじゃん。
誰が？
The U.S. government.
Yeah.
Obviously. So, おかしいよね。
That the U.S. government puts pressure on Japan to stop whaling.
Yeah.
Is it government pressure? I feel like it's more from the people.
No.
It's that Rick,
no, the fact that the U.S. government is banning 商業用の捕鯨, but they are allowing the Navy to kill these mammals.
I see what you're saying.
それはおかしいじゃんね。
Yeah, I agree.
Mm.
Well, they're both fucked up, I think.
I don't know. It's complicated.
It is complicated. But...
でも、あの映画はおかしい。
What 映画?
Cove.
Oh, how dare you?
あれはおかしい。
How could you go there?
あれはおかしい。
How could you go there? Yeah, with the Cove, there was a lot of, supposedly, there was a lot of tricky editing and things to kind of make the villagers and the fishermen behave poorly.
別にいいんだよ。別にいいの。なんかその、何かね、自分が信念を持って、あ、これおかしいなって思うことがあったら、それのドキュメンタリーを作るのはいいんだけど、別に。だったら、ちゃんとさ、全部ファクトにしないとおかしいことになっちゃうじゃん。
Yeah, I'm... Personally, I'm absolutely against the hunting of any endangered species. I don't give a shit if it's a fucking... It can be a whale, it can be cockroaches. If it's endangered, I don't think we should really fuck with it because the ecosystem is so fragile.
Right.
And dolphins don't necessarily fall into that category of being endangered, but rather people want to save the dolphins because they're seen as sentient and intelligent. And I understand that. I understand that as well.
Right.
I think... it doesn't seem necessary. I understand that it's been part of culture for a long time and it's part of the diet, but they know that they're poisonous now. That there's pretty high mercury levels. It's not like people are getting sick and dying, but it's still, it's not good for you.
Yeah, you know? でもなんだろう、これがすごい複雑になっちゃうのはやっぱり反対してる人たちがいろんなイシューを持ち込んでくるじゃない。その時にそれを誇張して、なんていうの、その水銀の濃度とかも、
oh, yeah. You can take it, you know, to the fisherman's
jobs.
You can go everywhere with this thing.
そうなの。だからおかしなことになっちゃうんだよね。だからその嘘のことを誰も言わなければ別に簡単じゃん。You know, like, oh, I'm against whaling because I love whales because they're intelligent and they're cute. You know, もうそれでも別にいいわけじゃん。だけどそこでその変な数字とかを持ってくるから。おかしなことになるんだよね。
Well, whales are endangered, and if we keep killing them, there will be no more. So I think that one's pretty straightforward.
Right.
The dolphin issue is a bit different and a bit more touchy, and some people don't care that they're intelligent or that they're cute. And you know, I think, I personally, I wouldn't eat dolphin meat. I never have.
Yeah, me neither.
So I never have. And
so 私もだからちっちゃい時から食べる何習慣がないし、今大人になってからこのダイビングとかも行くからね。だからこの状態で今じゃあはいイルカとクジラ食べてくださいって言われたら、いやちょっといいやってなるんだけど、でもちっちゃい時からそういう習慣がある人で、しかもその何、日本なんてさ、その縄文時代ぐらいからイルカとか取ってたわけじゃん。だからもうひいおじいちゃん、ひいひいおじいちゃん、ひいひいおじいちゃんの世代からずっとそれをやってきた人たち、でしかもイルカが害獣として何、自分たちの漁業を守るために殺してきた人たちもいるわけじゃない、でそのだから殺したついでに食べてたりとかしてた人たちに向かっていきなり、いやイルカ可愛いから殺すのやめた方がいいと思うとか、ひどいとか言うのは
おかしい。 I understand that, and if Japan was the only country on the planet, then go ahead. Eat whales, or not whales, eat dolphins all day.
Right.
That's what I think.
Right.
But that's not the case.
Mm.
The whole world loves dolphins. A lot of people love dolphins.
Yeah.
And I think it's in Japan's best interest to just let it go.
本当はね。
I just want Japan to let it go. I'm not saying like in principle that I think it's wrong. I just think that it's the right move.
そうね。ま、本当はね。
I think それができればね。practically,
yeah.
practically yeah. that's the right move. To just drop it.
その食用だから余計難しいんだよね。
You can change it to something else. So I really like katsudon. And if the rest of the world would get mad every time I ate katsudon and I'm like, yo, katsudon is fine. Like, no one's getting hurt. And they're like, no. We're going to do this to you. We're going to do this to you.
It's more like you are running a katsudon place. And you're making money off of it.
Yeah.
And that katsudon place was built by your great-great-great-great-great-great-granddad. And this is the only thing you know in your family.
I've been in the katsudon business
for like hundreds of years.
And I'd say, fuck it. I'll make kitsune udon from now on. And I won't make katsudon anymore. I know it's not easy. I'm just saying it makes sense.
だから食用だから難しいんだよ。あのカナダのさ、あの何、ゴマアザラシの赤ちゃんをさ、こう殺してるじゃん。あれは
Where?
In Canada.
Oh yeah, yeah. The seal clubbing.
そう、ちっちゃいね、赤ちゃんのゴマちゃんをこのバールみたいなので思いっきり頭をさ、ガーンってやってさ、ずるずる引きずって生きてるのにまだ、あれはもう毛皮のためだから、何、嗜好品じゃん。だから何、胸を張ってみんなさ、その人たちの仕事とかキャリアとか無視して、いやおかしいって言えるわけじゃん。なんかもう善と悪が分かりやすいというかさ、なんかその買う人も悪いじゃん。
How do you feel about the seal clubbing in Canada?
I'm so against it. もうビデオ見て泣きそうになったもん。超かわいそう。だって転がってんだよ、その辺に。
But you're more or less okay with the dolphin issue, right?
I'm not okay. I love dolphins. But then at the same time, I feel like it's irresponsible to say, oh, they shouldn't do it at all. They should drop it right now. Because I understand
totally
that there's like
that,
a culture. だけど、だからアザラシの場合は毛皮で嗜好品だから、it's like, it's not something that you definitely need. だからよ、なんだろう、簡単に、opinion できるよね。
You want to save the seals?
Yeah, I've even written a note to their president or prime minister or whatever.
Really? Did he write a note back saying you don't understand
no, but
the culture
no.
of seal clubbing goes back hundreds
no,
of
no,
years?
No, no, no. なんかね、そういうウェブサイトがあるの。なんかこの
seal clubbing website?
No, no, no. Seal clubbing に反対するメールをカナダの首相に送りましょうみたいな。でそこから、
like、あ
のもうメールがすぐ送れるの。そうそうそう。でなんかあの定型文みたいなのがあるんだけど、それを消して自分でも考えて書けるみたいな。それ書いたもん結構、まあ、3年前ぐらいだけど。
Animals are weird. Our relationship with animals are weird. Because I really like cheeseburgers. But
okay.
And I like hot dogs and pork and chickens. And I don't hate the animals.
Right.
I like them. If I had a cow, like we'd be super tight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
but God damn it, I want a burger.
なんかあのこれ前さポッドキャストで言ったかマイケルだけに言ったか忘れたけどさ、そのゴキブリとか殺しても何も思わないし、ひどいって誰にも言われないけどさ、ゴキブリがじゃあすごいふわふわで可愛かったらどうかっていう話だよね。 You know what I mean?
And nice?
Or intelligent? They are intelligent though.
ゴキブリ?
Yeah.
They're not intelligent.
They're strong.
違うじゃん。
They're strong.
I know they're strong.
If they were nice. Yeah, yeah, そうだね。優しいかどうかかな、人間に。 Dolphins are pretty nice. And they're really playful. They're really complicated.
I think it's the intelligence thing. I think it's the fact that dolphins can recognize themselves. And they have names for each other?
But a lot of people don't know that. Or didn't know that until recently.
Dolphin fans know.
あれじゃない?やっぱり。人間に優しいかどうかじゃない?
I think it's intelligent. Wait, あと見た目のかわいさ。 I think the issue is that pigs are really intelligent. And we kill pigs all day.
だからふわふわじゃないから。あ、でもイルカもふわふわじゃないから。見た目?見た目のかわいさじゃないの?
I think it's deliciousness and intelligence.
まず?
Yeah. And I think if you're delicious enough, we don't care how smart you are. And that's pigs.
難しいよね。だってさ、あの、犬をね、マミは飼ったことないんだけど、でもまあさ、その辺で見るし、かわいいなって思うじゃん。で、ベトナムでさ、犬をね、もうこれから食用の犬みたいな。まあ、ケージに詰め込まれてるわけよ、生きたまんま、
うん、
でもだから下の方の犬はさ、他の犬に踏みつぶされてもう死にそうになってるのね。だからそういうのとかを見るとはぁって思うけど、でもなんかそこではそれが普通なわけじゃん。
Did you eat it?
No. 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 But とか馬とかさ、日本結構馬刺し食べるじゃんみんな。でもマミは乗馬してたから昔、どうしても食べれないの。
馬刺し is so good though.
そうだからさ、なんかこう人の何、自分個人のさ経験によって全然変わっちゃうから、なんとも言えないよね。
じゃあ I think if we all just decide as individuals, it should take care of itself, じゃない? Do you know what I mean? You don't want to eat horses. You don't think people should eat horses ever, right? I grew up here and I like horses, but I don't love horses.Particularly, I didn't grow up with like horses around or anything, right? So I have no personal connection to horses. I'm totally fine eating horses, and they have more protein than like beef does. FYI.
実用的.
So, if there's a couple people like me and we want to eat horse and we're willing to pay for it, then that market will continue to exist. If these dolphin people can convince everyone in Japan.Not to eat dolphins, the people, not the businesses. Like trying to force it from the business end and the government end doesn't make sense to me. If you force it from the human end, that industry will disappear automatically.
だからぶっちゃけ日本人はそんなに strongly に思ってないと思う、別にどっちも。まあそうみたいな。
But the people that are eating it, if you convince them, right? Do you know what I'm saying? Like,For example, The Cove, the documentary, and these foreign perspectives are very critical and very aggressive and very angry with Japan or Japanese people that eat dolphins.
Right.
But rather from comingfrom that sort of an aggressive angle, and they just came here with the intention of educating and sharing a culture of loving dolphins not eating dolphins in a more positive way, then there wouldn't be such a pushback from the people.
And then
the dolphin industry would collapse on its own.
そうね。そうだからそこで初めてイコールなわけだからね。だから私は小さい時からイルカを食べて育ちました、これが私の文化です、理解してくださいっていう人たちと、私は小さい時からイルカが大好きで殺すなんて考えられない、これは私の文化です、
But right now,
理解してくださいっていう人が集まってきちんと落ち着いて話せれば、例えばさ、いや好きだからねって言うけど、それで諦めたらこっちは生活がめちゃくちゃになるんですけど、どうしたらいいですか、でじゃあこっちがじゃあその代わりにこういう産業、こういうビジネス、ニュービジネスを私たちが上げましょうとかさ。
I feel like they're not communicating properly. And what's happening is there's just like assholes on a boat that go around and harass other assholes on another boat.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, you're fucking with my business, so fuck you. How about fuck you? And these guys just go back and forth. And it's like, if you guys, you know, I understand there's a language barrier.But this isn't the way to come to some sort of resolution.
So communication がうまくいってないのはだからその反対の人たちのせいだよ。これは絶対に。
It's both sides. I feel
they started it.
Stop. So, this isn't like you sound like you're 12. It doesn't matter who started it. It's too late.
No, I'm just saying that they could have done something differently.
They can still change what they're doing now.
Because those people in the village were just doing what they've been doing for years and years and years.They hadn't changed anything. They were just doing their own thing, right? Yeah. And they're not aggressive people, もともととかじゃん、別に。
Yeah.
Right? If you provoke them, of course they'll be angry. Right? Or if they do something dangerous, you know?
I want to go there myself. I want to know what's going on. Yeah. I don't trust that fucking documentary. I just want to go there in person and see what the deal is.
Yeah.
And then make a documentary and slant it. No, I'm just kidding.
また赤字になるよ。さらに。
もう次。
はい。OK、次のニュース。アメリカ、ちょっとね、シリアスな話から急にこっち行くのもあれなんだけど、
yeah.
アメリカの datingadvice.com という、サイトが今月1000人の男性にサーベイを取って、その結果、男性の4人に1人がオーガズムのふりをしているということが分かりました。まあ、これはその、大体女性の方がふりをするっていうのはよく言われることなんだけど、まあ、男性もやっていましたっていうことで、まあ、インディアナ大学のセクシュアルヘルスプロモーションセンターのによると、あの、まあ、このふりをするのは、まあ、女性と同じような理由が、まあ、結構多くて、そのパートナーを傷つけたくないとか、まあ、もう疲れてるから早く終わらせたいとか、まあ、あとはこう男性特有の理由としては、そのなんていうの、前話した ED とかそういう問題で、あのオーガズムしたくてもできない、だけどそれをちょっと恥ずかしいし、その話をしたくないパートナーと、だからまあちょっとフリをしてっていうのが多いみたい。
Okay. Datingadvice.com conducted a survey of 1,000 men and determined that a quarter of men have faked orgasms, and they say that men fake orgasms for similar reasons that women doAnd that divorced men fake orgasms 60% more often than single men. And a researcher at Indiana University suggests that men do this because they have experienced a relationship failure, so they are more, what's the word? Compassionate? Considerate, I guess. It's pretty close.
I guess.
Yeah, this is silly. Is that... I have a hard time believing that this is real, though. A quarter of all men...
Yeah.
Have faked or are still... Oh, have faked.
やったことがあるかどうかだから...
Have faked an orgasm. Why?
だから。これ今説明したじゃん。
Oh, yeah.
だから疲れて早く終わらせたい時もあるってこと?こと?男も?その女の子はそういう時があるって結構みんな言うけど、
I've never heard of a guy that's like, oh, this is, I'm just gonna fake an orgasm and just pull out and just.
でも男同士で言わないんじゃないの
？No.
あの女の子。
I guarantee I don't know anyone that's ever done this.
でしょ、だって男ってそれがちょっとステータスじゃん。That's like.
何が
？Like being able to come is kind of like a status.Like,
it's really a status.
It's like a, you know, it represents your manliness. On the other hand, for girls,
if you fake an orgasm and pull out, you're going to get blue balls like crazy, and you're going to be suffering, and you're going to be miserable. And so this doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, だから blue balls までならないんじゃないの？
なるよ。なるかな？ I don't know.
Yeah, だってさ、
everyone's balls are different.
でもブルーボールってそのカムしたいのに しなかった場合じゃん。だからできない場合はさ、ブルーボールまでいかないんじゃないの。
I don't know. I've only got one person in my entire sample size right now, and it's me.
そうだね。まあ自分男だからね。
Yeah.
Well, I'm a girl, so I. If someone had ever faked on me, I can't tell either.
Really?
Because they were faking it, right?
You don't 確認する?
No. I don't know. This is too personal. Wait. This is getting too personal.
It's too personal? I'm fine.
Blue balls ってそういえば日本語でなんていう、多分ないよ言葉。
Blue balls?
うん。英語だけだと思う。
絶対ある。
いや、ないよ。わかんない。Really? これ聞いてる人の方が知ってるから。
なんとか。
現象の名前なんだけど、yeah. その、何セックスしてて、男性が行ってないのにセックスを終わりにしたときに balls が痛くなるっていうこと。でもそれを表す日本語の言葉ないと思うんだけど、聞いたことない。
Yeah, I don't know. And it's not like every time either. It's just
oh, okay.
risk.
Okay.
There's a risk.
でもどれぐらい痛いの?結構痛いの?
死ぬほど。
嘘?
Well, I mean, it depends.
蹴られる時ぐらい痛い。蹴られる方が痛い?
How hard? It depends.
まあね。
でも it's close.
Really? それ結構だね。
No, getting kicked is worse, but it's okay. pretty bad.
でもさ、男が4人に1人振りしてるってことは女の子もっとってこと?
Yeah, definitely.
相当だよね、
definitely.
そしたら。じゃあお互い振りしてるカップルもいるってこと?その1回に。
They're both faking?
いや、すごい悲しくない?何やってんの?
They would 簡単に synchronize and go at the same time. Then.
そうだよ。だってお互い何も起きてないんだから。やだ。
Yeah. Well, that's so ridiculous. I could never do that. I just, I don't know.
なんかこのサイトに書いてあったのは男の人がいやちょっと実はこういうイシューがあってって言うと女の人はどうしてもなんかこうディスカッスしたくなっちゃうじゃんえなんかどうなの病院行った方がいいんじゃないのなんちゃらかんちゃらなんちゃらみたいな、まあ、心配していろいろ言うじゃんなんかそれがめんどくさいみたいな男性からすると
It's めんどくさい to keep doing it and finish is what you're saying or this is saying
No, it's like men don't want to discuss it with their partner because girls start asking them a lot of questions and then
I don't know
it's kind of like they'd rather fake it than
I guess so there's a lot of weak guys out there that'll do this I'm judging
yeah what does it have anything to do with weakness
I don't know I feel like it's a really non-confrontational kind ofI want to say like 建前 etch. You know what I mean?
yeah, yeah, yeah. でもそれ男も女もそうだよね。だから振りしてるわ、嘘ついてるわけだから結局。
Let's call it 建前 etch in the description.
はい、了解です。
次、
iPhone ケースですごいのが2つ発売されたのでそれを紹介します。1個目は The Yellow Jacket っていうのでクラウドファンディングから出てきたアイディアなんだけど。65万ボルトのスタンガンになる iPhone ケースで139ドルで、なんかねこのテストしたレビューのねあの記事があるんだけどそれを痛さのスケールで1から10まで1が髪で指切っちゃった時10が出産と例えるとこのイエロージャケットを使った時の痛みは8だからまあすごい痛いよね2個目は、スプレーテクトっていうあのスプレーペッパーの胡椒スプレー撃退スプレーみたいなのがついてる、iPhone ケースで、このペッパースプレー自体を取り外し可能なんだけどこの iPhone ケースにつけたまま使うことも可能で簡単3ステップ、これは結構安い 39.95 ドルです
An iPhone ケースCalled Yellow Jacket, which was funded by the crowdfunding website Indiegogo, available for $139, has a 650,000 volt taser attached.
Right. Isn't it crowdfunding?
Crowdfunding.
It's crowdfunding?
Crowd. Crowd of people. People crowd around some.
I thought it meant like internet funding. Like
crowdfunding? Funding?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's crowdfunding.
Oh. I always thought it's called crowdfunding because it's on the internet.
That's such a Japanese mistake to make. Crowdfunding.
Yeah, it sounds like the internet funding.
違います。I don't know. If you're right, I'm going to feel really dumb. On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being a paper cut and 10 being childbirth, the taser registers at an 8 out of 10, which is...
結構だよ。
That's pretty high up there.
Yeah.
One user said he couldn't maintain the tasing of his arm for more than 1 second. I guess he was tasing himself. And there's another iPhone case called Spray Tect for about $40 that has a detachable pepper spray can on it. And you like pull this little protective sheet out of the way of the sprayer and you pull a lever and then you can spray someone in the eyes.
So...
And keep them from raping you.
簡単3
step. Or whatever they're gonna do.
でもテイザーってさ持ち歩いたら犯罪じゃん。 だよね、普通。
Really? No, you can carry a taser.
Really?
In the States, you can. You can carry an assault rifle if you want to in the US. You can walk around outside with it.
日本
depending on the state.
日本はテーザーダメな気がするんだけど。いいのかな?
Really?
うん。
Really? It's a self-defense tool, though.
でもさ、結構、あの、ま、普通のスタンガンがどれぐらいのボルトかわかんないけど、結構あれで死んだりするじゃん。
Not really.
It happens a lot, though. Like, アメリカとかでさ、カープスがスタンガン使って死んじゃうケースよくあるじゃん。
Oh, yeah, but that's because American cops are stupid and they tase people that are like 100 years old and they die. Like, that happens all the time. Why are you guys tasing such old people? You can't handle this person?
このイエロージャケットは結構スマートな見た目なんだよね。この上になんかこう、本当にボルト、うん、電流が出るなんかこうちっちゃい、なんていうの、突起みたいなのがついてて。
And I don't mean all American cops are stupid. There's some sensitive people lately.
Disclaimer, disclaimer.
Some of them are stupid.
このテーザー持ち歩いていいんだったら痴漢とかに良さそうだけどね。ビリビリって。すごいじゃん、朝痴漢。日本。
I feel like charging your phone would take a long time if you had to tase someone that day. Like you get home and you're charging your phone with the case together. 一緒になってるでしょ。Like the battery.
I don't know, actually.
From the picture, it's on the case. The case has a battery in it.
Yeah, it is on the case.
Yeah, so you have to charge the taser, too.
Oh. So you're going to be doing a lot of charging.
Only if you're doing a lot of tasing. But hopefully you're not getting groped that much.
Yeah, でもね、日本の女子高生、本当すごい。
Mommy at vanity.
Yeah, あの、電車ね、朝、学校行く電車で、あの、私バス通学だったからあんまりね、あの、その被害なかったんだけど、友達とかはもう1日その朝来るだけでも3回とか。
Is there 痴漢 on bus too?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. いるいる。
Really? You really have to be like エキスパートto go on the bus.
いやでもバスもすっごい混むからね、朝通学とかは。あとあの盗撮とか、あのなんか足の間にカバン入れてこようとしたりとか、豆もある、それは。あの足の he'll like try to put his briefcase in between your legs,
yeah,
so that he can shoot the video.
Oh, video.
Or picture, okay. Or whatever, I don't know.
Okay.
とか、
yeah. You have to say the video part. I was just thinking like that's a weird fetish.
No, no, no. そうだから、まあ女の人にはいいかもね。
次、an ancient language not heard for 4,000 years was recorded for the first time. It's called Proto-Indo-European, or PIE, and was spoken across Europe and Asia between 4,500 and 2,500 BC. The first written example of this was created in Germany in 1868. So it had actually, this is a language that had never been written before. And this was the first time an attempt at pronouncing the written parable has ever been made. Dr. Andrew Bird, a linguistics expert from the University of Kentucky, read the parable of the sheep and the horses in this PIE language.
4000年前のこに使われていた古代の言語が、音声となって蘇りましたっていうニュースなんだけど、この言語は Proto-Indo-European、PIE と呼ばれるもので、紀元前4500年から2500年の間に、ヨーロッパとアジアで使われていた言語で、1868年にドイツ人の学者が、まあ、この言語を分析してどういう意味かとかは解明できたんだけど、まあ、どういうふうに発音されてたかっていうのは分かってなくて、それを今回いろんな、リサーチャーの人たちがあのケンタッキーユニバーシティか、ケンタッキー大学のアンジュー・バードという人が、
yeah, he's the guy that read it.
Okay. あ、じゃあ研究者が、音声どういうふうに発音してたかを解明して、このアンジュー・バードという人が、まあ、羊と馬というタイトルの、まあ、1パラグラフぐらいのものだよね。
Mm.
を、読んで YouTube にあるんだよね。
Yeah. Do you want to try to listen to it right now?
そうだね。
Okay. I'm going to try something we've never done before. So if this, if this totally fucks up, I'm sorry.
ね、ちゃんと聞こえるといいんだけど、みんなに。
Hoch nach ne hest, so hechwom stärkt, so grhum wokum
wicked,
so mechum bottom, so dekamonum hoqiu bedded. Ho is hechwoipios weoked.
Dekamonum stärkt. Some Lord of the Rings type shit.
Hechwom square haggeti, kermoi agnutor.
Nanka.
Hechwos tu weokund. Cludi ho we, tod speciomes.
Nanka, ちょっとドイツ語っぽいくない?
Yeah.
Nanka.あのそうさっき言ったのマイケルにこれ初めてマミ聞いた時言ったのがあのなんか本当ロード・オブ・ザ・リングとかあのなんだっけゲーム・オブ・トローンズみたいななんか古代の古代とかこうファンタジー系の映画で知らない民族が話してるめちゃくちゃな言葉もうこんな感じじゃん、
mm.
と思うとちょっと面白くない
This is supposed to be language before written language
あ、そうそう、そう、それでこれさっき言うの忘れたけど、あの、これ書かれる、なんていうの、書く技術がまだない時の言語だから、書いてる記録がないんだよね。
There, yeah, there's no written, there was nothing. So it's really weird that they were able to come up with this. It was an, it's approximated and it's based on.Knowledge of ancient texts in Indo-European languages like Latin, Greek, and Sanskrit. Mm. And the oldest examples of written language that we have right now are from Sumer, and Egypt and India. Mm. And that's going back to like 3200 BC.
Right.
Ish.
So this PIE...Can this be the oldest language that we know
of? Oh, no. It's probably not the oldest language, but it's language right before writing.
Okay. Sumerian is すごいよね。それにしても。
The Sumerians?
Yeah. すごくない?
Well, they had...
もうこれ言い出したらキリないけどさ。
The Sumerians was one of the oldest civilizations...
Mesopotamia.
Ever.
Mesopotamia...文明, right?
Yeah, it's like modern day Iraq.
Yeah.
And I think it's Iraq. And they actually mapped out the solar system, more or less, with the sun in the center and the planets are round. And that's not something
that
we didn't figure that shit out until recently.
本当、なんか調べれば調べるほど、
they were thousands of years ahead of their
time. そう、なんかうちらが最近発見してるようなことをもう知ってたみたいな。しかもうちらはそれ知らなかったために、yeah. 何ずっとそのスメル人が残してるものとかを見てもうちらは何だろうみたいな知らなかったことをうちらがやっと分かるようになってでスメル人のを見てあこういう意味だったんだみたいな逆にね分かるっていう
yeah, we couldn't even understand what they were talking about until our technology caught up to theirs
そう本当そう
they were super it's weird because a lot of the most advanced stuff is the oldest.
Mm.
Like the Sphinx and the pyramids.
Right,
those are
right.
some of the those might be the oldest structures around.
Yeah.
And
it's huge.
They've uncovered a city, Göbekli Tepe.
Mm.
And that's they're saying that's like 12,000 years old and it's and they've got like I think they've got like irrigation and all kinds of crazy stuff.
そう本当やばいのあのさあれねあのディスカバリーチャンネルの Ancient Alien っていうあのシリーズがあるんだけどそれ見たことない人ぜひ見てみてほしいもうすっごい面白いから
With Giorgio Tsoukalos
Yes
yeah,
That crazy guy
A lot of the Ancient Alien stuff is like not accurate though But Göbekli Tepe is completely real
Yeah but they show you like what they have Like what they've discovered so farJust like もう見てすぐ分かるもの、and then they've brought like a lot of あの石の何採掘する職人とか、and then they show them you know if they can actually replicate what they had in the past, and then the guy would be like, "There's no way," みたいな。
like the perfectly fitting rocks,
とかあのすごい削ってあるとか、それ今の技術でもうできないとか、 It's like, wow.
They recently found a pyramid under the ocean, actually.
And they found one on Mars, too, John.
I don't think that's real. But the one under the ocean's pretty crazy.
Huh. Where is it?
I don't know. I only briefly read that. I have to look into
it.
この
話し始めたら止まんないからね。
But there's ancient structures off the coast of Okinawa.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. そうだね。
Like 100 meters deep.
Yeah. 100 meters.
Because the sea levels were drastically different back then. Because there were the icebergs, like a mile high of ice covering all of North America.
Right.
And other parts of the world. And when those glaciers, I said icebergs, but I meant glaciers. When those glaciers melted, the sea levels rose significantly. So all the stuff that was constructed along the coastlines is submerged now.
Right.
So that's why there's so little left from once you go back a certain amount of time in human history, a lot of that stuff is under the ocean, so we can't find it.
Right.
And they think some of that's off the coast of Okinawa.
Okay.
Okay.
Hi. 次。あ、次もすごいよね。
Yeah, a team of scientists at the Rehabilitation Institute of Chicago have developed the first advanced movement prosthetic that can be controlled by the user's mind. The prosthetic's development was funded by an $8 million grant from the military, actually. Specifically, the Army. The first test pilot for this leg is this guy named Zach Valter, who lost his leg just above the knee in a motorcycle accident in 2009. And with this prosthetic leg, he can do stuff like climb stairs and walk down slopes, which I guess is very difficult to do with the standard prosthetics now. The limb has sensors that pick up signals from reinnervated nerves, which are basically the nerves that were used to control the part of the leg that's no longer there. The nerves are still there, but that lower half of your leg isn't there. That's why people say they have like a ghost limb. They have it feels like it should be there, but it's not.
Yeah.
But those nerves are actually a good thing when they're wiring up this prosthetic. And then the prosthetic can read the signals from those nerves and act like a regular leg. It's pretty crazy.
シカゴのリハビリセンターで初めて、脳で操作できる義足が、開発されました、これは軍からの800万ドルの資金で実現したもので、初めて使うことになったのはザック・ウォーターさんっていう人なんだけど、2009年にバイク事故で、膝のちょっと上から下まで全部なくなってしまった彼なんだけど、この義足を使うと階段を上り下りしたり坂を下ったりっていうこともできるということです。でどういうふうな仕組みかっていうと、その足がなくなってしまっても、まあ、その足を動かす神経っていうのは残ってるから、そこへのシグナルを、まあ、疲労センサーが義足についているっていうこと。さっきマイケルも言ってたんだけど、その足とか手がなくなっちゃった時にまだ神経が残ってるために、ないはずの足が痒くなったりとか痛くなったりとかして苦しむ人がたくさんいるんだけど、今回その神経がまあいいように、その残ってることがポジティブに働いてるっていうね。
But this is absolutely state of the art. So people don't have access to this prosthetic.
Right. あ、そう、なんか書いてたじゃんね。今後そのもっと安くできるように。
Yeah, this guy Valter only gets to wear it for a week or so. And that's only every time he visits the facility, the
right.
research facility.
Right.
So the rest of the time he's using a regular prosthetic that doesn't include the advanced movement.
これ今買おうとするとどれぐらいかかるんだろうね。
Well, it cost them $8 million to make one. Well,
but
to develop it, to actually
right,
construct
yeah.
copies of it,
yeah.
I don't know, but it seems pretty expensive. But people have got to be willing to pay.
でしょ?
Yeah, if you're missing a limb, I'm sure like that's a huge That's a big deal.
It is.
You're
a big deal.
Going to be willing to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars for something like this.
ね、今だとどれぐらいなんだろう。まあ、ただ量産できないっていうことだよね、多分ね、まだ。
Yeah, they literally can't produce them right now, and they're still developing it, so.
Right. It said, なんか, they're trying to make it more quieter.
Yeah, right now it's noisy and it's heavy.
Why is it noisy, though?
And it's very complex because it has to replicate all the movements of your
muscles
of your leg, like your ankle joint is super complex, right? So there's a bunch of little like motors in there that have to work really hard because there's really high stresses on that.
Right.
Really, like we haven't been able to make human level
grips and stuff.
Things that can move with a human level of dexterity.
Right.
We haven't been able to make that in machines.
Mm.
If it's one movement, we can perfect that.
Mm.
But adaptability and the ability to do a lot of movements very well, we haven't been able to do that with machines at all.
まあでもね、こういうふうに脳の神経とつながってるみたいなのがあればさ、全然違うエクスペリエンスだろうね。
Mm. But the signals that our bodies, our minds are sending is, it's a very complex and varied signal because there's a lot of different things we can do with our hands and our feet, right?
Yeah.
So there's going to be a resolution issue when you try to turn that into what the leg is capable of doing.
Right. Yeah.
Hand would be much more difficult, I feel
so
like,
down
to make.
多分ね。I mean, like, just grabbing stuff and the...
Yeah.
その強さとかね、強弱、強くつかみすぎないとか、yeah. Okay. Well, it's good news either way.
Physicists have discovered a jewel-like geometric object that dramatically simplifies. Jesus.
Kami.
Excuse me, I'm gonna take a break.Now, simplifies calculations of particle interactions and challenges the notion that space and time are fundamental components of reality. A mathematical physicist at Oxford University who's working on this or who's involved in this work named Andrew Hodges says this is completely new and very much simpler than anything that has been done before. And they are now saying that particle interactionsthe base for the laws of nature may be consequences of geometry. And that would significantly advance a decades-long effort to reformulate quantum field theory, which is the body of governing laws for elementary particles.
Oh my god.
Yeah, this might be hard to follow.
むずすぎだよ。これね、今英語聞いて、わあ、やばい、わかんないって思った人は多分英語のせいじゃない。
Yeah. If you can understand this, your English is pretty good.
English の問題じゃない。
So, interactions that were previously calculated with mathematical formulas thousands of terms long can now be described by computing the volume of a corresponding jewel-like amplituhedron, which is a geometric shape,which will yield an equivalent one-term expression. So basically, Jacob Borzelli, one of the researchers who developed this thing at Harvard University, says, you can easily do on paper computations that were infeasible even with a computer before. So all that super crazy quantum physics math that was requiringsupercomputers to crunch out these numbers, now they can solve it with a simple geometric shape.
Right. Okay. So, すごい簡単に言うと、これは量子力学の話なんだけど、量子力学っていうのは、まあ、従来の古典力学では説明できない力学のこと。で、自然の法則、まあ、何でもね、となるベースが粒子相互作用なんだけど、その粒子相互作用の計算をするときに、今までは あの何千もの公式を使ってスーパーコンピューターじゃないと計算できなかったの。だから普通の自分の MacBook とかではもう到底できないようなすごい計算だったのが、今回の、このハーバード大学の物理学者ジェイコブ・ボルジェリーさんのチームにの発見によって、このスーパーコンピューターでしかできなかったようなものが紙で手で普通に計算できるようになったっていうのが、だからそうするとこの粒子相互作用っていうのは本当にもうベースのベースのベースみたいなものだから、これが簡単にできるようになると今まで常識だったものがそうじゃないっていうのが分かったりとか、もっとこの研究のスピードが全然アップするからすごいんだよね、
うん、
でさらに、この粒子相互作用のっていうのが実際は幾何学に基づいているものだというのが今回の発見で、この計算が簡単になった元もあのこのなんか宝石みたいな形をしてる、なんていうの、幾何学模様みたいな
Geometric shape、
そこから導き出された計算方法、
うん、
which does not make any sense to me. Like this 幾何学 part, I really don't get it.
Well, they're saying that encoded in the volume of this shape are the most basic features of reality, which means you can calculate the probabilities of outcomes of particle anything? Interactions.
Which is anything. Which is a base, okay, so, base of anything.
So quantum... Right?This is all dealing with things on a tiny, 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 tiny level.
粒子だよね。
Like the particle level, the subatomic level.
Mm.
That means smaller than an atom.
Right.
Right? So they're looking at the behavior of photons and like electrons and shit.
Right.
And they're looking at whether it's behaving as a wave or as a particle. Yeah, that's pretty much all I got to say about that.
もっとあれでしょ、分かりやすく言うと、
that's the extent of my knowledge.
So this will lead us to, this actually led us to figure out that the universe is not flat, right? That's what you were saying, no?
This is actually a different...It's kind of a...
Okay,
it's,
so...
That's a bit of a separate issue. But yes, now they're saying that the universe is not flat and that it's actually
Was that calculated like with quantum physics as well?
I do not believe so.
Oh, so it's a total different thing.
It's not totally different. Because these things have to intermesh in the middle. They have to meet in the middle.
Okay.
Right?One of the issues with science is that it's so complex and crazy that you have experts in one thing, then you have experts in a different thing.
Right.
But these rules have to play with their rules to fit in the entire game of what is actually going on.
Right. Right? そうだよね。だからそのさ、一個の発見だけを見ても、なんていうの？一つの分野の一つの発見だけを見ても、それがじゃあ結局どういう意味なのかわかんないもんね。
Well, you have to
be able
to...
Until it meets another field to figure out something that's relevant to our life, don't I?
Well, a lot of what science is figuring out what's happening and why, right?
Yeah.
So they have to take this amplituhedron shape and be able to apply it in a range of different theoretical models.
Okay.
To verify.
So, この幾何学、right? Yeah.この幾何学が入ってくると急になんか超謎なんだけど、 It's like a すごい謎の域なんだけど、
Yeah, the quantum rules are very very different from the rules that we tend to observe on an everyday basis. When you go to the really really small level, they have things where something can be still and moving at the same time.
あ、シュレディンガ、シュレディンガの猫でしょ。
Oh yeah, Schrodinger's
that I know.That I know. だから同時に生きてる状態と死んでる状態、
yeah.
っていうことでしょ。 Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, that I know. But That I know and I understand, but この幾何学が謎すぎ
る。The universe is really weird. They don't understand the rules outside of the human experience. So
right.
at the human experience, we pretty much figured out most of the rules.
Mm.
We don't necessarily know why they happen, but we know that they happen a certain way, and we know that it happens consistently.
Mm.
And it's all because this is our environment. We've spent the most time on this, right?
Right.
We haven't spent that much time dealing with quantum physics.
Mm.
We haven't spent that much time dealing with astrophysics. Mm.
Right?
And so both of those fields tend to not make any sense to us.
Mm.
Really tiny things and really big things. Because there's astrophysicists are saying, oh, the universe isn't flat, it's curved. Everything appeared out of nowhere with the Big Bang.
Yeah.
Like there was nothing, and then there was this explosion, and all of a sudden there was a bunch of stuff. Like that doesn't make any sense.
Mm.
Or it doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
That sounds like the least probable explanation ever. Right?
I guess.
What's more unlikely than stuff just appearing out of thin air?
Right.
If a magician does that, what does a scientist say? He says that's bullshit.
What does the quantum physics guys, what do they say?
If a magician, what do they say about the Big Bang?
Yeah. No, I mean, what do they say about the beginning of the whole thing?
I don't think they're really dwelling on that problem. They just want to know.
About now?
What happens with particles and why they seem to behave as... I don't know.
なんかコンタンフィジックスってすごいいろんなとこに出てくるじゃん。なんかこの話面白そうと思うと大体コンタンフィジックスなんだけど、それがマーメン全然わかんないから、この間あれを買ったの。This Explains Everything っていう本買ったの。なんかいろんなエッセイが、知ってるこれ。
No.
なんかいろんな学者の短いエッセイ、もうほんと1、2ページのがいろんなイシューの答えみたいなのがガーって載ってんの。それちょっとまだ読んでないんだけど、それ読んだらちょっと
読んでないか。
そう、これから読むの。だからそれ読んだ後の。
You just wanted to announce that you'll understand this later.
そう。だから今ね、今みんなが聞いてるのは、This is like a pre This Explains Everything, mommy. So watch, wait and watch, wait and see.
I don't know if that's.
I'll suddenly appear smart.
I don't think anyone really understands quantum physics.
だって謎すぎなんだもん。でも謎すぎなところがポイントなんだもんね。だってその普通の今そのマミたちがその経験上分かっている常識とかがちょっと当てはまらないから面白いわけじゃん、
mm.
Right? So
there's a famous expression. I think it was This is an expression. This was something that was said by a famous physicist.I forgot who said it. Maybe it was like Feynman or something. But he said, anyone that says that they understand quantum physics doesn't understand quantum physics. Because kind of the whole point is that it doesn't make sense.
無知の知っていうやつですね。
I don't know. I could be way off. I don't know what I'm talking about.
でもさ、それ、it can apply to anything, じゃない?
No, I don't think so. Because there's
I
people
really
that understand...
Like, in most cases, when people say, oh, I know this.
Oh, yeah. I feel that way. I feel that way about all the claims that astrophysicists make about, oh, the universe is like, what is it, like 40, they say that it's like 46 billion light years across, and it's precisely like 13 billion years old. They say that. They say that the universe is 13 billion years old, and that before that,It wasn't around.
Right. まあね、何も分かんないからね、何が正しいか。
Isn't that a weird number? 13, it's like 13 or 14 billion years old. And that's when the universe started.
I don't know.
Isn't it weird that it has a start date?
I guess. But I mean, anything can happen, right? We don't know anything. I mean, I just started.
Take it all.
I just started 26 years ago. I didn't exist.
Yeah.
So...
I guess that's true.
Right?
But there was something that caused that to start. So what's the sperm and the egg of the universe, right?
Yeah.
And do we include that in the history of the universe or we don't?
I don't know.
That's interesting.
I have no idea.
楽しいね。以上かな?
Yeah, I think that's it.
というわけで、木曜日特別編をまたやります。今回のゲストは、ドゥルルルルブーン。先日、先日、ワーナーミュージックジャパンで、メジャーアルバムを発表した歌手のマット・キャブです。イエーイ!
Yeah, to me, he's just my friend, Matt.
Yeah, yeah. そうだね。
We're homies.
Yeah, ね、そう、マットね、
あの、he is number one on the iTunes R&B chart.
そう、今、このアルバムでだよね。あの、iTunes の R&B、部門チャートで1位になっていて、ちょっと、まあ、簡単にどういう人なのか、どういう歌手なのかさ、ちょっと説明すると、最近で言うと去年 M フローのアルバムに参加して全国ツアーも一緒に回ったりとか、あとウィンズに曲を提供したり、あと今年は、また M フローとコラボと、あと最近ねちょっと人気急上昇中のクリームとコラボしたり。
Is that the weird hair people?
It's like a one girl, one boy のじゃない?
I think their hair is weird.
あと7月にね、そう、Warner Music Japan に移籍して、9月18日にメジャーアルバムとなる音楽を発表したばっかりなんだけど、今までそう、iTunes の R&B チャート1位も何回もなってるし、ダンスチャートもね、1位になった。
Well, on the, I think on the 総合 album ranking,He's number three?
Right now?
I think so.
Wow.
I think he was number three.
Wow. そうでね、yeah. もともとマミとマイケル、マット友達なんだけど、もうね、超、down to earth だよね。
Well, we're just gonna hang out.
So,
on Thursday.
そう、なので、ぜひ、皆さん聞いてください。Mm. まだね、撮ってないからどういう風になるか全然わかんないんだけど、多分楽しいはず。でマットね、アメリカ出身なん、サンフランシスコ出身なんだけど、日本語をね勉強してペラペラなんだよね。
Yeah, should be, cool.
バイリンガルなので、で、そうだから木曜日ぜひ聞いてください。で、T シャツ振り込みたくさんありがとうございます。まだ振り込んでない人、なるべく早めにお願いします。じゃないといつまでもシャツが届かないということになっちゃうので、で、これから作るから今ね作ってるプロセス中なので
Yeah, we're making them.
そう、なので、皆さんの手元に届くのはメールでお伝えした通り10月の半ばから末にかけて、一個一個マミとマイケルが発送作業しますのでちょっとねお待たせしてしまうんですけれども待っててください。
I think it turned out cool or it is turning
yeah.
out cool
yeahYeah, it looks
pretty
cool.
We'll let you guys decide if it sucks.
I will wear it. I guess.
You guess? You always have to wear
this. I would totally wear it and walk around. もう月から金まで。I'll get 5 of them.
Please.
Okay. というわけで木曜日。
Yep.
ね。終わり、今日は。
以上です。
Bye.
Bye.